Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
If I had hit you up at Thanksgiving and used a gift card that I didn't pay for to pay for my Thanksgiving meal, come on, you'd be like, geez, Rob, you're a schmuck looking for a handout from me. Come on, man. That your parents gave you that. You didn't spend that money.
Dude, I would have. No, I totally would have talked shit about you. And been mad.
Happy New Year and welcome to the first episode of Hot Takes on a Plate here on the Believe Podcast Network for 2021. I am Rob Patrone and today we are talking gift cards. We're talking gift cards because we just finished up the holiday season and I hope you had a great holiday season. And of course, during the holidays, lots of people get gift cards. And as it pertains to the restaurant industry, it's a narrative we've heard over and over again. If you want to save restaurants, here's a way to do it: buy gift cards. But I've been thinking a lot about gift cards lately and how they might be a trap. And I'll explain in a moment. But before I get to that, and before I get to my guest today, I do want to say off the top here that Hot Takes on a Plate, which has been for the most part, a weekly show. We did take off some time in December. I don't know why I'm saying we, it's just me. But anyway, it has been a weekly show. It's now going to be an every other week show. That's not to say if there is a big story, I won't just jump on the mic and do a random episode. But going forward, for now at least, it's going to be every other week. Part of this is because I'd like to try to do some more nuanced storytelling, not just, you know, conversations and hot takes and all that jazz. And that takes time. So be on the lookout for that. And I'd love some feedback of what you'd want to hear. Of course, you can always do that by reaching me on social media at Rob Patrone TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can leave a comment on iTunes. Now, again, we're talking about gift cards today. I want to bring on my guest. He's a good friend of mine. He is the owner and chef of the Gumbo Bros in Brooklyn and coming soon to Nashville, Tennessee, Adam Lathan. Adam, how's it going, buddy?
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. I wanted to bring you on to talk about the gift card thing because you're the reason I started thinking about gift cards. So my birthday was in November and I received a gift card as a gift from my parents to the Gumbo Bros. They know how much I love your restaurant. Yeah. And it's funny because I got it. And then right after that was Thanksgiving. And as you know, I ordered a turkey and some off menu things from you for Thanksgiving. And I had this gift card and I couldn't use it. I just couldn't bring myself to use it. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to I'm just not going to do that, man. I want to support a local restaurant. Why am I going to take money somebody else spent and spend it when I can spend my own money? And so the gift card sat there. And then Christmas came and my wife and I got a gift card from her aunt and uncle to the Gumbo Bros. And really? So I'm thinking about this and I'm going, so I ended up putting on Instagram the other day, this because I had this guilt about the idea of using a gift card at a restaurant I love, because to me, it's almost like, you know, that's great. It's like money a restaurant can use. But if I use the gift card too soon, is it defeating the purpose? One, when I would be spending the money anyway, if it's a place I like. And two, if I wait to use the gift card, is that money that's like not being accounted for and is throwing off accounting and all that? So my first question to you before we get into the whole like, should somebody use a gift card they get? Should they not? Whatever, is just explain to people at home how gift cards work in sort of the restaurant mechanism. How does that economically work for a restaurant?
Yeah. I mean, obviously like during the holidays, it's sort of a big promotion and something that we try to push for the sake of, you know, stocking stuffers or last second gifts for people. So it is important to the revenue of a restaurant, especially right before the winter and right before you know, traditionally you're going to see a big drop in sales. Like January is our worst year, like every year, you know, like clockwork. So for us, it is nice to have a little additional cash on board, but I mean, it's not like an overwhelmingly big revenue driver. Like it's always great. And I love seeing a little gift card sale every now and then, because the one kind of dirty little secret about gift cards is sometimes people just don't use them. It blows my mind, but also I've done that too, right? Like, I mean, you lose them, you forget about it.
They have an expiration date. Yeah.
So like, not to say that you don't want people to, you know, use them, because I'm of the opinion that I love when someone uses a gift card, because typically when someone hands, you know, like a Gumbo Bros gift card to someone, a lot of times it's for people that want their friends to try the restaurant. So it sort of brings in like new customers, and everything tastes good when it's a gift card and someone else paid for it. So
that's a good point, that it can bring in new people because it's somebody wanting someone to try their favorite thing. But what if it's the opposite? It's somebody giving a gift card to someone because they know they love that restaurant. Ooh. And they were probably going to spend money at that restaurant anyway.
I mean, it all evens out to me. Like, I don't see it as a bad thing at all. And I know that sometimes I feel like lately everyone is trying so hard to support, you know, small businesses, small restaurants, local stuff, which is great. But it's almost like this gift card guilt. And I've had a couple of people say that to me. They're like, oh, I don't want to use my card.
Right. Because in normal times, it'd be different. In normal times, yeah, I'd be using that thing in 2 seconds. Like, don't you worry. But this is not normal times. This is, you know, we keep hearing about, obviously, restaurants are struggling right now. Like, you have a restaurant that is doing, you know, takeout and delivery only.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can come in. And, you know, the good news with you is your setup wasn't heavily dependent on people dining in because you have a very small space. But still, like, it does eat away at the business. And for, you know, so for so many restaurants, you know, that are struggling right now, there is this, you know, I've been trying to do the accounting in my head and like thinking about how does that work, you know, because you're basically you're getting money up front for product you're not having to shell out, but you're going to have to shell out that product, which costs money at a later date.
Totally. A lot of I mean, I have an accountant and a bookkeeper, so I would have to confirm this, but I'm almost positive that they don't actually count that towards like the weekly sales, because it's almost like that money is sitting in limbo until you come up and actually swipe the card, right?
Gotcha.
So you get a $100 gift card. We don't count that as $100 in sales this week. We look at it as you potentially coming in to get that credit. And then once the card is swiped, then it becomes like a revenue. And then we look at it like that. So
you don't actually get the money technically sort of deposited, if you will, or counted until it's either used or I guess it expires.
I guess I'm almost positive that that's the situation.
I heard that from another restaurateur when I put that up there. But again, I don't know how every restaurant does their accounting. I think the good ones probably do it that way because it makes sense. You don't want to, you know, it's basically like you're getting fronted money that you then might lose later. And I think that's been the big thing is, you know, on one hand, and it's interesting the response that I got some people who said like you, like, yeah, use it. Like, that's the point. Like, use the gift card. I saw other people say also like you, hey, it could bring in new customers. That's great. Use it. I also saw some people say, I want people to use it, but can you just wait till the spring? Because basically right now, you know, they kind of need the money, but they don't want to put out the product. Mm-hmm. And so, but then I go, okay, if you wait till the spring, does that, you explained how it doesn't throw off the accounting, but it makes me wonder if there's, because in normal years, it all kind of balances out, I'm sure. But like this year, there's so many more people buying gift cards because of this. And yet there's so many fewer sales that it could it possibly negatively impact a restaurant in some ways if everybody's waiting till the spring to use their gift cards or using them all now?
You would have to have a ton of gift card sales. I mean, I just look back through numbers from last year, you know, versus 2019, I guess, versus 2020. And obviously we had a lot of gift card sales, especially when, you know, COVID really hit. It's a lot of like friends from afar, friends from back home, people that are just trying to basically shell out cash and support us. It's a weird year, I guess, to answer that question. But at the same time, I think what's important for people to understand about the costs and restaurants and really understanding, you know, what that revenue means to us, I think it's really, really important to move product and keep the staff busy. So for me, I love when someone, even if I'm right now thinking like, oh, I need to move cash or we need more cash. Like, I want to move product. I want my staff to be busy. I want things to be used, because the things that restaurants are such a difficult business because our inventory is perishable. So for us, the importance of continuing to move and be busy and get everything out, and then we'll replenish it with new product. Like for me, it's really important to keep the inventory going and to keep my staff busy, because I'll tell you what, when we're slow, that's when you're going to have mistakes. It's really funny. Mm. And everyone I talk to and any chef will tell you, staff always drops the ball when you're slow. When you're fast paced and when you're busy, I would rather see 30 tickets on the board and line cooks moving like crazy, because they're smoother. You know what I mean? Like,
no, totally. It's a rhythm thing.
It totally is. It's just muscle memory. And then, you know, you're not thinking, you're not checking your phone. You're not messing around. You're not like, there's so much that needs to happen in order to keep the restaurant busy, to keep operations clean and organized. So for me, I love, like, I'm totally cool with someone swiping a card, even in the spring, where of course, if you walk up and you gave me cash, that's great too. But for right now, it's like, you know, it is what it is. I don't think it's a big deal. And I don't think anyone should have any sort of guilt, because it was a gift and you should use it.
You know, but it's funny because this spring, you know, when this all went down, like, for instance, I bought a gift card to, I'll give a shout out to Blue and Black Barbers on Court Street in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn, where I get my haircut. My man Tony, like, I've been getting my haircut from him for years, and obviously he had to shut down, and I bought a gift card. And then, you know, I've only had one haircut this whole time during COVID. It was, I think, in early September when the numbers were low and things were just kind of opening back up a little bit. And he did a great job with all the protocols and everything, but I did not use my gift card there. Cause I was like, you know what? That was just sort of like me saying like, hey, I would usually be coming in right now and I'm not. So please take this. Like, I appreciate it. And I think a lot of people have bought gift cards with that in mind. It's sort of like, hey, I would be frequenting you, but maybe I can't right now. So This is money I would be spending there anyway. And I just want to show sort of like my token of appreciation. I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense. I mean, also, I think most, from an accounting standpoint, people don't consider that revenue as like real cash in the bank until it's actually used. But then it's like, what happens when the card expires? Does it get tricky? Do you want to come back in? Like,
and then you got, so then I'm curious. Yeah, that's a good point. So when do your cards expire usually? Is it like a year or?
It's a year, but I think it's like a you know, whatever the system is. It's not like I right. put those barriers on there, but
so
the
what you're,
time,
yeah.
if somebody came in 13 months later, I would totally,
it's interesting because then if you're saying, if you're doing the accounting the way you're describing it and you're saying, okay, I'm not going to count this as a sale until it's been used or expired, mm-hmm. you're not actually getting fronted the money in a way. It's not actually helping the restaurant in that moment. Like, it's cash, but you're not using it. So that's really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and then it just goes towards your cash flow because it's obviously going to be deposited into the bank and you have access to the money. But I guess from the state of the books, I mean, I'm probably getting my bookkeeper is going to listen to this and make fun of me because I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're the chef, Adam. You're an owner, but you're the chef. You focus on the food.
I used to have to do the books, and they were done quite poorly for about a year and a half, 2 years there. But
you got smart. You outsourced the right thing. But no, seriously though, it's interesting because also usually when you get a gift card to a restaurant, it's usually, at least in the past, it's a go to the restaurant experience. And most gift cards I've ever received to restaurants did not cover the whole bill, which is good for the restaurant because you're still making other money besides the money that was already spent there. But I will bring this up, and this is an important point that I think people need to understand. When you use a gift card, you still need to tip.
Absolutely.
You see that a lot. I've heard this a lot, that a lot of people use a gift card and they think like somehow magically the tip is included. You need to tip on the total.
You should be tipping for pretty much everything, including picking up food, by the way. I'm just going to throw that out there. There's a hot take for you. It does not have to be a lot, but it's always just appreciated.
You know what? That's one that I used to, I think that would have been a fun debate, you know, 18 months ago, you know, like, and I think, and I've thought about that one in the past. Like my theory pre-COVID was if I'm going into a coffee shop and somebody's making me a drink, I mean, quite frankly, that takes more work than giving me a beer at a bar and I tip at the bar. So why am I not going to tip my barista? Of course I am.
Totally.
You know, whether you need to, you know, look, I'm the kind of person, if I go into a place a lot, I feel stupid not to throw a couple bucks in a jar. But like, there was a debate, but right now during COVID, I don't think there is a debate. Just tip a lot all the time. Tip. Like, totally. No debate.
Totally. And we've seen our tips go up, by the way, for the staff. Like I can tell, you can tell even for pickup orders now, people are shelling out. I mean, it's not a lot, but it's just like, hey, here's a couple of bucks.
Something. It shows the appreciation. These are frontline workers, for Christ's sakes.
Oh yeah. And they're working their asses off, and we're having to go through our protocols and the way that we've really run our operations now it's completely changed a year ago from right now. It's just unbelievable. But at the same time, it's definitely making it for the better, and they'll be here to stay. So, that all said,
mm-hmm. if I had hit you up at Thanksgiving and used a gift card that I didn't pay for to pay for my Thanksgiving meal, come on, you'd be like, geez, Rob, you're a schmuck looking for a handout from me. Come on, man. That's that your parents gave you that. You didn't spend that money.
Dude, I would have. No, I totally would have talked shit about you and I'm kidding. No, man, I don't care. It's totally fine because someone wanted you to have that. They gave us that money.
I don't deny your sincerity in saying that. I don't deny your sincerity in saying that. And I just couldn't. It's like, man, like I'm because the whole point in me reaching out to do that is because I wanted your food. Like, your food is freaking incredible. My kids, like, and my wife.
How was the turkey? How was that turkey?
The turkey. Okay. So here's the thing.
The turkey, man.
So here's the thing about the turkey. I was suspect going into it. I was suspect because I don't like the idea of reheating a turkey. Like, I just, in my head, I went, there's no way this thing is going to be juicy on a reheat. Like, and that's not a knock on you. That's like anyone. That's why I've never catered Thanksgiving before. But this year, between the fact that I've cooked so much this year and I needed a break and I wasn't cooking for a large audience, it was just my wife and my two kids. And also, this is kind of an easy way to support restaurants I love. Like, let's just get it catered. Like, it was a win-win to me. So,
totally.
So yeah, and I wanted to, to do your turkey, but I was a little sort of like, okay, how is this really going to be reheating a turkey? Dude, it was freaking awesome. Like it was like, I was like, dang, this thing is juicy on a reheat. Like, how, like, what? What?
We put a lot into those turkeys, and people ask that all the time because everyone wants them hot. And I think like when we first started, it was sort of we should do it the day of, and then I did day of turkeys like 3 years ago, and I was like, never again, man. Never again. It's not cool. The staff doesn't want to be there. Nobody wants to wake up at 7 a.m. and prep turkeys, 6 a.m., whatever. And
no.
It just sucks. So it makes more sense. And also there is that feeling of like, hey, slide it in the oven, pull it out yourself. Take a picture, pretend like you did it. You know what I mean? So
totally. Now, it was funny. I will say we did have a little mini emergency, which was I put the turkey in, and the place I was staying, the grate inside the oven had a very sharp, pokey edge that I accidentally slid the little tin, whatever container it was in, against, and it punctured it. So I had put all that liquid in there to help kind of steam the aromatics, and all of a sudden, drip, drip, drip.
Thank you for
drip.
Reading the instructions, by the way. Nobody ever reads the instructions.
I spend whatever on a turkey. Of course, I'm going to read the instructions, man. I'm not just throwing that thing in there willy nilly. You kidding?
But you didn't have to spend any money on the turkey. It was already paid for by your wonderful parents.
No, I paid for it. No, I paid for it.
Oh, I know. I'm messing with you. You could have used your gift card.
I know, but that's the thing. I'm like, you know what? So long story short, I got these gift cards. I can use them. Here's what you're saying.
You're welcome to use them anytime you like, man.
Okay. I'll have to do that. Well, listen, I think at the end of the day, I think this has been a good conversation for people out there so they don't feel guilty, because what you're saying is if people out there use their gift cards, they are actually helping the restaurants.
Absolutely. We need to stay busy, and especially for folks who are visiting places for the first time, I highly encourage you to go use your gift cards. Don't let them expire. Just go use them. It's totally fine. We love seeing, folks come and go, and new customers are always – it's getting harder and harder to have outreach with new customers.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And, you know, we're all creatures of habit, so myself included. I mean, we only eat at a few places ourselves, you know, seemingly, you know, you just get in your routine. So continue to go out, try new places, don't feel guilty about it, and maybe throw a fiver at the bartender, whoever packed your food. They'll appreciate it more than you'll ever know. And hopefully when we, you know, knock on wood, if everything goes to plan, we can get through this coming up soon, maybe. I don't know. You know, I think it's going to help make that transition for everybody a little bit better. And maybe you'll find a new restaurant that you like. So go use your gift cards. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't be like Rob. Don't have gift card guilt.
Yeah, we should. I've been saying this for a while now. We shouldn't feel guilty about having to save restaurants. It wasn't on us, the dining public, to save restaurants during a terrible economy and a global pandemic. The government should have done a lot more, because they did the barest of bare minimums to help an industry that, you know, I mean, look, we've bailed out banks, we've bailed out, you know, airlines, we bail out the auto industry, but restaurants, we just didn't. I shouldn't say our government that's supposed to represent us and doesn't, didn't care. And so here we are feeling guilty about gift cards when, you know, there's billions of dollars that could have been spent and weren't. So yeah, this is where we are, everybody.
You are not the
way
problem.
to end on a happy note, Rob. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Well, listen, Adam, thank you so much for coming on. Hot Takes on a Plate is part of the Believe Podcast Network. That's BLEAV. Check them out at BLEAV.com. Again, we're going to start doing these episodes every other week, so it's even more important than it was before to subscribe. Subscribe to the show if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, or follow if you are on Spotify. That way you never miss a new episode. And, you know, if you want more content, you can always go back into the old library. I mean, we've had so many great conversations during 2020 with great food journalists, Jeff Gordonier, Joe Yonan, Alicia Kennedy, Kushbu Shah, Ryan Sutton, Kevin Sintumong, TV personalities and big name chefs like Dale Taldy, Christian Petroni, Claudia Fleming, Frankie Salenza, Ali Khan. The list goes on and on and on. And of course, if you want to follow me on social media, I'm at Rob Petrone TV on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Until next time. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.